Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After 3 years, the long-awaited fourth season of Stranger Things on Netflix comes out today. And if you haven't watched, here's the big reveal. The episodes are long. Each is over 1 hour. And the finale in July, 2.5 hours. It's like a movie. Well, except movies are now often a 3-hour experience. That may be good for creators, unburdened by, say, a TV broadcast schedule. But what about us, the viewers? Let's put that to Daniel Luria. He's editorial director of Box Office Pro, a publication that follows movie release trends. Daniel, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Daniel, we're seeing streaming shows, in some cases, that are getting longer, sometimes movies getting a lot longer, and at the same time, these TikTok videos getting a lot shorter. So what's going on? Is the industry having space to experiment here?
Yeah, Scott, I think everyone in the entertainment industry is trying to figure out how to best optimize the content going on their screens for their platforms. That's a specific challenge for companies like TikTok and Netflix that have a very defined, say, insular audience base.
Yeah.
But a lot harder for big movie studios like Disney or like Paramount that not only release movies to movie theaters as big spectacles, but also have to think about how those movies play in their own streaming channels like Paramount mm-hmm. Plus or Disney Plus back at the home. Yeah. Everyone's trying to figure out what works best where.
Okay. And then how about streaming shows like Stranger Things on Netflix? What's the idea there, I guess, requiring, at least from a creative point of view, that it to be longer than a lot of streaming shows that are out there?
Well, when we talk about subscription video on demand services like Netflix, we're talking about an economic model where you don't have to rely on these commercial breaks to structure your shows around or even structure your entire narrative arcs across a series of episodes. They have the freedom to experiment, go a little bit longer 1 week, go a lot longer the next week. Mm. Meanwhile, Netflix has a lot of movies in their service, and I think viewers are used to sitting down and binging 6 episodes back to back to back. So yes, even if the episodes seem like they are getting longer, I'm sure Netflix is also looking at their viewership data and realizing, well, we're talking about viewers that might be watching 2 or 3 episodes back to back. So we still get them for 2 to 3 hours. How can we make the best out of that viewership data and optimize that with episode lengths?
And so for us, the consumer, should we just get used to not knowing how long something is going to go, right? You know, in shorthand, we talk about movie length, and for a while, we kind of knew what we were talking about, streaming show length. We kind of knew. Should we not assume anymore?
I think fortunately, we have a trusty ally like Google that very simply tells us what we're in for whenever we go somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really down to consumers realizing where they want to spend their viewing time. For me, I'm a big fan of sitting down and watching something in a movie theater that has my undivided attention. It's really difficult for me to watch a movie at home without distractions, without my phone, without, you know, another screen going off. I like that experience of going to the movies, and some movies are going and leaning into that and pushing that captive attention a little bit further with their running times, right? And then in other instances, when I think about TV shows that are maybe 20 to 30 minutes long, like the classic sitcom, that actually works perfectly on my TV. And finally, when I think about having my phone around everywhere, for me, Instagram, TikTok, nothing more than 2 or 3 minutes per piece of content. I can't imagine watching too much of anything else on my phone. Right now, as consumers, we have the freedom to decide what we want to see, where we want to see it.
Yeah. And Daniel, finally, just to come back to this Netflix example, is Stranger Things an example, a possible example for Netflix that, you know, they know that their audience doesn't mind longer content and they can put it out there, see how it goes, test it?
Netflix has data on viewership trends that is theirs and theirs alone. It's the type of company that will always make decisions based on those insights that they've learned of years and years of consumer trends on what they have on their screens. So yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting evolution going forward, especially as we have learned very recently from the last quarterly earnings calls from Netflix, in that maybe down the line, they'll have to open an ad-supported tier to their platform, the way we've seen with other streaming companies like Hulu, for example.
If that
comes in, that might change this entire equation, right? So that quarterly investor call, that subscriber number, I think that might dictate things like show length and what gets made in the future for Netflix more than anything else.
Okay. Well, we got a clock, so we got to go. Daniel Luria is editorial director at Box Office Pro. Daniel, thanks for the time.
Thank you.